So when it comes to holding Donald Trump accountable, is the tide turning? You know, I'm not so sure yet, but it does feel like the waters of justice are warming up. Just a bit. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So can we take a few minutes to talk about some stories on the justice front that suggest the tide may be turning? This first story I love because it shows that Donald Trump's influence is fading. It's failing. And how often do we get to talk about a good news story coming out of Texas? This from The Guardian. Voters reject Trump-endorsed Republican in Texas special election. The article begins, Jake Elzey of Texas won a U.S. House seat on Tuesday night over a fellow Republican rival backed by Donald Trump, dealing the former president a defeat in a test of his endorsement power since leaving office. You know, friends, you want to see Republican candidates sprinting away from Donald Trump? Have them start losing elections when they're endorsed by Donald Trump. How about this story? Republican representative and insurrection insider Mo Brooks just lost not once, but twice. You'll recall that Congressman Eric Swalwell and others are suing Representative Mo Brooks and some other individuals for inciting the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. And first, Mo Brooks sought help from the House of Representatives General Counsel, asking the General Counsel, please offer an opinion that I was acting within the scope of my official duty so I'll have some protection. Well, yesterday, the House of Representatives General Counsel said, nope, you weren't. Bye-bye, Mo Brooks. And then, more importantly, the Department of Justice dropped the hammer on Mo Brooks. This from NPR. DOJ won't defend Representative Mo Brooks in court against claims he incited the January 6th riot. The Justice Department rejected a request by Alabama Republican Representative Mo Brooks for legal protection in court against a lawsuit linking him to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. So the Department of Justice said, bye-bye, Mo Brooks, no protection for you. And this decision by the Department of Justice is important foreshadowing, because Donald Trump will seek the same protection that Mo Brooks sought, the same protection that DOJ just rejected. Because inciting an insurrection is not within the official duties of a congressman's job. Inciting an insurrection is not within the official duties of a president's responsibilities. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It violates a president's duties. So I fully expect the Department of Justice will say the same thing to Donald Trump that it just said to Mo Brooks. Bye-bye, Donald Trump. No legal protection for you in the civil suits brought against you for inciting the insurrection. And folks, there are a lot of other good news stories. Tom Barrack, Donald Trump's longtime friend, ally, confidant, and the chairman of his inaugural committee, indicted, 7 felony counts. He will almost certainly flip against Donald Trump to save himself. Donald Trump's chief financial officer for decades, Alan Weisselberg, indicted. He may flip, he may not, but you know what? doesn't matter, because I do not believe the New York District Attorney Cy Vance needs Alan Weisselberg's cooperation to bring criminal charges against Donald Trump. He may want it. I don't believe he needs it. The Trump Organization indicted for, among other things, running a 15-year-long criminal scheme to defraud in the first degree. And then the last good news story, we have a bipartisan congressional committee conducting a legitimate investigation into what caused the January 6th insurrection. Folks, the waters of justice are warming. And justice matters. Folks, as always, stay safe, stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.